Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning bus drivers out there as well, either getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate y'all tapping in with me early this morning. And of course, shout out to all my people in the bed listening right now as well. Go ahead and get your week started off right. Get up if you got to get up, but I appreciate you tuning in nonetheless. March Madness, it continues, and the upsets continue to flow throughout the weekend. Nothing new, nothing different. We got some blowouts like we probably thought we would get, but we also got some really good games. Some teams avoided upset by the skin of their teeth. Some teams did not avoid upset. One of the teams that avoided upset was Marquette. That was a really good game. Two-seeded Marquette. This was all yesterday, by the way. We'll kind of go backwards. We'll do yesterday, and then we'll get to what happened Saturday in just a couple of minutes. Two-seeded Marquette, really good game. Just eked out a win against 10-seeded Colorado, 81-77. Some big shots were hitting that game, a lot of big threes. But Marquette ended up squeezing out the win there. Purdue pretty much handled Utah State 106-67. That was a once Purdue kind of got their lead and got their footing about halfway through the first half, it was just about done after that. I mean, Zach Edey was on the bench and this game was in control by like, I think, 7 minutes to go in the second half. Zach Edey, by the way, if you're wondering, had 23 points, 14 rebounds, by the way. Purdue shot 55% from the field, 47.8% from three for Purdue. So, good shooting night for them. Utah, State only able to shoot 35.9% from the field, 33% from three, so they struggled shooting a little bit. Another blowout. Duke blew out James Madison 93-55. Clemson, though, with the big upset over Baylor. And this wasn't I think a lot of people would say it wasn't a huge surprise. A lot of people expected this game to be competitive, but I think some people thought maybe Baylor would still eke it out, but nope. Clemson still rolling along. Six-seeded Clemson Tigers taking down the three-seeded Baylor Bears. Alabama, they were in a little bit of a dogfight with Grand Canyon for most of that game. They pulled away towards the end, but Grand Canyon gave the Alabama Crimson Tide all they can handle until about the last, probably say, 2-3 minutes of that game. Watched most of that game between Alabama and Grand Canyon. UConn handled business against Northwestern, 75-58. By the way, that final score between Alabama and Grand Canyon, if I didn't say it, was 72-61. Alabama, again, ended up pulling away against Grand Canyon. San Diego State took care of business against Yale, 85-57. But Houston, they had a big lead. So the Houston and Texas A&M game, probably the best. Let me roll back through. Yeah, between Colorado and Marquette and Houston, Texas A&M, two best games of the day / night last night. Houston, they ended up getting a big lead. So this was a back-and-forth game until probably about early second half. Then Houston actually started to pull away. We actually turned the game off because we thought, okay, Houston's got this under control. Houston's good. They did what they needed to do. They pulled away after a tough fought first half. But then we look back about 10 minutes, and we see that game done went to overtime. A big shot by Texas A&M at the end of regulation to tie it up. They go to OT, but then Houston just outlasts Texas A&M in overtime to avoid the big collapse at the end, because again, they were up big. I'm trying to find exactly how much they were up, because again, we had switched the channel and we didn't see the big comeback. So Texas A&M went on a 17-5 run, outscored the Cougars 17-5 in the final 2 minutes of regulation, and it was Anderson Garcia who hit that buzzer-beating three to tie the game and send it into overtime. So, I mean, again, it was a crazy run. Again, 17-5 run Texas A&M went on, including a three at the end of regulation to tie the game. But, again, Houston took care of business in overtime and got themselves the win. So, going back to Saturday to recap that action, Arizona had a little bit of a fight with Dayton, but pulled away at the end. Two-seeded Arizona beat seven-seeded Dayton 78-68. But Gonzaga, fifth-seeded Gonzaga, looked good against Kansas, four-seeded Kansas. And they take down four-seeded Kansas 89-68. So Gonzaga on to the Sweet 16 after a pretty dominant win over Kansas. North Carolina, speaking of dominant wins, that game looked like it was going to go back and forth between North Carolina and Michigan State at first, but North Carolina ended up pulling away. They blew out the fighting Deshaun Tate and Sparty 85-69. NC State and Oakland, 14-seeded Oakland. Hey, they told you they weren't a Cinderella. They seem more that, you're right, they weren't quite a Cinderella. They just were a 14-seed that, you know, got a good win in the first round, but couldn't take down NC State in round two. But, man, they were close. That was a fun game to watch. Watch all of that game. That game was back and forth at the end. Game went to overtime as well. And there were just big shot after big shot hit. And Jack Golke, he tried his best. Golke tried his best to make you. He was determined to make himself a name this NCAA tournament. So Gokey, off the bench, by the way, had 22 points, 6 of 17 from 3. All his shots were three-pointers. Ended up playing 42 minutes. I don't know why he just didn't start. The one guard, Isaiah Jones, he played 3 minutes starting, and Jack Gokey played 42 minutes off the bench. I don't know why Jack Gokey just didn't start. But anywho, Gokey and Trey Townsend did most of the damage for Oakland, the Golden Bears. Gokey, as I told you, had 22 off the bench. Townsend had 30 in a starting role. He played 45 minutes. But, yeah, that game was back and forth. That was a real, real entertaining game. DJ Burns had 24 points. Very, very balanced scoring from the Wolfpack, NC State. DR had 11 points. DJ Burns had 24. O'Connell, who hit some big free throws at the end, hit a big three towards the end of regulation to tie it to. He had 12 points. DJ Horn had 11 points, and Marcel had 11 points as well. So NC State, 11 seed NC State, continuing their Cinderella run. So that was the battle of that game right there between Oakland and NC State was the battle of who's actually the real Cinderella. And 11-seeded NC State took down 14-seeded Oakland. So NC State, the Cinderella as of right now. 2-seeded Tennessee had a battle with 7-seeded Texas, but they ended up eking that game out 62-58. Duquesne, 11-seeded Duquesne, got handled by 3-seeded Illinois, 89-63. And 3-seeded Creighton goes to double overtime with 11-seeded Oregon. That was a fun game to watch, too. I caught most of that game, especially when the two overtimes. That was a really, really fun game to watch. But Creighton hit, at the end of the day, just hit more big shots than Oregon. Really ran out of gas. I don't know if they scored in the second overtime. I think they scored actually 2 points because I believe it was 71-71 going into the second overtime. And Oregon just finished the game with 73, and I think they just scored the 2 points in double overtime, and that was towards the end of double overtime too, like when it was basically over. So Creighton just outlasting 11-seeded Oregon, and it seemed like those Ducks just ran out of gas towards the end. So that is a recap of what happened this weekend when it comes to the madness of the NCAA. Tournament. And now we look ahead to the Sweet 16. And to give you the Sweet 16 matchups, Thursday it's going to get kicked off with 2-seeded Arizona taking on 6-seeded Clemson. Number 1-seeded UConn is going to take on 5-seeded San Diego State. 1-seeded North Carolina is going to take on 4-seeded Alabama. That should be a really good game, a fun matchup. 2-seeded Iowa State going to take on 3-seeded Illinois. That should be a fun matchup. A 2-3 matchup usually never disappoints. The Arizona-Clemson game should be really good as well, too. So that's on Thursday. Then we'll see if the 11-seeded Cinderella NC State Wolfpack can take down 2-seeded Marquette. Marquette looked really good, even though they had a close run-in with, I think they played Colorado. They had a close running with Colorado. Yeah, that's just the Marquette still looks pretty good. But NC State, again, they had their big boy DJ Burns. I mean, he looked really good, and he's been looking good thus far. And even though their other big guy off the bench, I have to find his name out now. I always forget it. But he looked good in their win against Texas Tech. In round one, didn't look so good in round two, but he looks good in round one. And I'm talking about Ben Middlebrooks. He looked good in their first win. So, anywho, they're taking on NC State, 11-seeded NC State taking on 2-seeded Marquette in the Sweet 16. Purdue and Gonzaga, that should be a really fun Sweet 16 matchup. Number 1-seeded Purdue taking on 5-seeded Gonzaga. 1-seeded Houston taking on 4-seeded Duke. Houston, again, was in that overtime thriller last night against Texas A&M. Duke, though, handling business blowing out James Madison. And then we have two-seeded Tennessee taking on three-seeded Creighton. That should be really fun to watch as well, as far as the Sweet 16 matchups go. And then you'll have Elite Eight action on Saturday and Sunday. And then the Final Four will be figured out by Monday when we talk to you a week from tonight. We'll know who the – week from today, we'll know who the Final Four is, and we will be talking about there. But some good Sweet 16 matchups coming up. You can tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews and let me know how you're feeling about the Sweet 16 matchups coming up. We'll get into the women's bracket too, because, you know, we got to show the women some love. I was watching that Ohio State-Stanford game last night. Ooh-wee! Emily Ryan from Ohio State, they didn't end up pulling it out, but she was going crazy. And Kiki, I'm trying to remember how to say her last name. Iowa State. Emily Ryan from Iowa State, not Ohio State. Iowa State. Thank you, Dede. Emily Ryan from Iowa State, she was doing her thing. She was balling. She almost put up a 40-burger. And I'll have to look up the young lady's name from Stanford that did drop a 40-burger. I'm forgetting how to say her. Kiki Arioffen. Kiki Arioffen, that's how you say it. Kiki Arioffen, she had 41 points to outlast Iowa State in overtime, because that game went to overtime, by the way. That was a really fun game. Big shot after big shot made in that game, in the women's, on the women's side of things. So we'll get more into that as we continue on here on the Hometown Take. But when we come back 5 minutes from now, let's talk a little Atlanta Falcons football, because the draft is now officially a month away. What's the Falcons' biggest need? Let's talk about it in five. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you, like I just said a second ago. But shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I appreciate you. All right. The draft is officially 1 month away. It is on April 25th, Thursday, April 25th. And I think we know what the Falcons' two biggest needs are, right? I think they need a pass rusher, and I think they also need a corner to go opposite A.J. Terrell. What are their other needs besides that, though? Because I expect they will address both in the draft. Now, which one they address first will be a burning question for sure. And again, I think if they decide to stay at eight, they'll probably go Dallas Turner. They'll probably draft the pass rusher slash outside linebacker edge out of Alabama, who is widely expected to be the first defensive player taken off the board, and that could definitely be the case if the Atlanta Falcons do decide to draft him. But the Falcons could also decide to maybe trade back if there's a robust enough market and a good enough trade offer for the Falcons to trade back a little bit and potentially move back a couple of spots with the team that's trying to move up to either get a quarterback or maybe go get a wide receiver. Who knows? But there could be an option where the Falcons end up trading back. And if they do trade back, maybe they still go pass rush, but then they could go corner. They could go a Kenyon Mitchell or a Terrion Arnold. They could go that route as well. But I think we all can agree on the fact that edge rusher, pass rusher, whatever you want to call it, and cornerback, the two biggest needs for the Falcons. What's third? What do they need after edge rusher and cornerback? If you look at the offensive line, there's not a lot of tweaking you can do on the offensive line. If you want to upgrade at center, I think there is an option to do that. But, you know, is there a center that you could go and get in? I don't even know if you would draft a center in the second round. Is there a center that you draft in the later rounds that you feel like is an upgrade over Drew Dahlman? I think that would have to be more of a free agency find. And I don't think they would do a trade. Maybe they would, but that to me, that has to be more of a free agency find if you want to go upgrade at center, which I think you could do, but I think you're fine with what you have at center right now in Drew Dahlman. So, maybe, but I think you're okay there. Left tackle, you're fine with Jake Matthews. He's not going anywhere for at least the next probably couple of years. Obviously, left guard, you're great at. You just drafted Matthew Bergeron, and he looks like he's going to be really good for you. And then obviously you just signed Caleb McGarry and Chris Lindstrom last offseason. So they're not going anywhere as of right now. So offensive line, you're pretty much set. Linebacker, seems like you're pretty much set. as far as who your three linebackers are going to be in the base 3-4 defense that you're going to run. Or, excuse me, you're going to run 4-3. In the base 4-3 that you're going to run. But you're looking at Troy Anderson. You're looking at Nate Landman, probably. And you're looking at Caden Ellis, right? I mean, those seem to be your three linebackers. You seem to be pretty set there. So, I think as far as that goes, that's not an immediate priority. Okay. We talked about corner already. Safety. Probably, depending on how you're feeling about DeMarco Helms, could be a need there. That could be the answer. Because, again, we know how we feel about Jesse Bates. He's the guy. He's that dude. Worth every penny. But is this new regime and Raheem Morris, Jimmy Lake on the defensive side, obviously Zach Robinson on the offensive side, but talking about defense when we're talking about safety, how much do they believe in DeMarco Helms? How much do they like DeMarco Helms? I think that is definitely a question. Obviously, he was a later-round pick, so it's not like I don't think he's going to – I think he's still going to be on the roster, and I think he's going to have a chance to compete. But is DeMarco Helms this new regime's first choice as far as who the other safety is going to be? So, obviously, Richie Grant is a question as well, an option for the team. So, when it comes to defense, obviously, we know we need defensive line help. You did re-sign Catavius Street. You're going to go after more edge rushers, or you're going to go after a pass rusher. You seem pretty solid at linebacker for now. We just talked about safety, and we know we need corner. Offensively, you got your quarterback. That's first and foremost. That's most important. You got Big Kirko. You should be straight there. Running back, you have Bijan Robinson. You have Tyler Allgeier. You'll draft a running back in the late rounds. The later rounds, just as depth, maybe even sign a lower name free agent running back to a minimal deal, possibly. We'll see. But if anything, you'll see. Wow. And I just saw watching the end of this Baylor Virginia Tech game on the women's side, just real quick. That was a good ending, too. I watched some of it, I didn't watch all of it, but that was a good finish as well. Anywho. Back to the matter at hand, talking about what are the Falcons' other needs besides pass rusher and cornerback. Looking at the offensive side of the ball, got quarterback, you're pretty much set. Running back, you're set with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. Wide receiver, you're definitely going to have to draft wide receiver. And I think, honestly, that is the third biggest need for the Falcons, because you could legit draft a wide receiver at 8, and I think some Falcons fans would be a little upset, but I don't think a lot of Falcons fans would, especially now. Let me also follow that up by saying this. I don't think the Falcons, and we've talked about this before, I don't think the Falcons are drafting a wide receiver unless Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, or Malik Nabers are there at 8. I don't think they draft a wide receiver at 8 unless one of those three guys are there. But if one of those three guys are there and the Falcons do draft one of them, obviously some Falcons fans are going to be upset because some Falcons fans are always upset about anything. But I think majority of Falcons fans at least would understand why they went that route. Because even with Darnell Mooney, even with Rondale Moore, with Drake London, you still need more wide receiver help. Ray McLeod as well. Can't forget to put him in the fold. But even with the addition of Ray, Rondale Moore, and Darnell Mooney, still going to need some guys. And you still could end up drafting a wide receiver. Now, again, I think if they stay at 8, they're going to go pass rusher unless Marvin Harrison Jr. is there at 8, which he most likely will not be. I'm not even sure Malik Nabers in Roma Dunze are going to be there at 8. They could be. There's a better chance of them being there at 8 than Marvin Harrison Jr., but I'm not even sure they're there at 8 because the Chargers are definitely going to draft a wide receiver and the Giants are probably going to draft a wide receiver as well. Both teams are ahead of you. Chargers are at 5 and Giants are at 6. So we'll see, but wide receiver I think is definitely third highest on the Falcons' priority list when it comes to draft. I think, again, it's pass rush. I think it's corner. And then I think it's wide receiver. I think you could have argued before they made the Darnell Mooney move, before they traded for Rondell Moore, before they signed Raymond McLeod, that wide receiver was actually ahead of corner on list of needs. But now that they've gotten signed Darnell Mooney, signed Raymond McLeod, traded for Rondell Moore, I think that's why it bumps to third on the list behind corner, because you still need a corner beside A.J. Terrell. Because right now your corners consist of A.J. Terrell, you still have D. Alford and Clark Phillips. I almost forgot his name. You still have those two guys as well, but those two are more slot guys. You do have Mike Hughes. You compete as well, but you don't really want him on the outside. Jeff Okuda obviously signed with the Houston Texans last week. So you need that guy who's going to be on the outside of A.J. Terrell, and that's very important, obviously. So that's why I think the Falcons could legitimately draft a guy at 8 at corner, or they could find themselves trading back and drafting a corner at 12, 11, wherever they decide to trade back to. So for me, three biggest needs for the Falcons heading into the draft: pass rush, corner, wide receiver, in that order. And as far as what's next after that, I think it's probably safety, depending on how the Falcons feel about, or the new regime feels about, Richie Grant and DeMarco Helms. And when you continue to look at the landscape of the team, we've been talking through it. Tight end, I think you're solid. You just signed Charlie Warner. You got Kyle Pitts. So I think you're okay there. When you talk about, like I said, offensive line, you're good. You got your quarterback. You got your running backs. Defense, we just went through it as well. So to me, it's pass rush, corner, wide receiver, safety, and then probably get a running back to be that third guy behind Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, but they will be getting the Lions work. So you're not really too concerned about overworking Bijan and Tyler because they have each other to work on, but you'll still get a third running back, probably even a fourth running back to, again, have his depth that you definitely need. So it'll be interesting to see what the Falcons do first as far as corner, wide receiver, and pass rush. Because I think those are definitely the big three that could end up being the position that they draft at 8. And again, it depends on how it falls. I don't think wide receiver is in the question unless Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, or Marvin Harrison Jr. are there. And even if Adunze and Nabers are there, I'm still not even sold the Falcons draft a wide receiver if one of those two guys are there. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is there, they're going to draft him. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But if Adunze or Malik Nabers are there, I think you can debate, would they go Dallas Turner? Would they go Nabers or Adunze? And then if they trade back, I think that begs the question. I think that is maybe an indication that they're going to go corner, because at that point, Dallas Turner might not make it if you trade back to 11 or 12. And then you think about drafting again a Kenyon Mitchell or a Terrion Arnold. So we'll see. But the draft is a month away. Get excited. Free agency still looming, though, as we're getting some moves trickling in and out there. Jerry Sneed was traded to the Tennessee Titans, a guy who the Falcons obviously were tied to for a while, but he is going to the Tennessee Titans, and he's got himself a new deal as well. Also, there have been rumors that the Falcons are going after Hassan Reddick, but I don't know if we have the money to pay Hassan Reddick. We could trade for him, but he's going to want a new deal wherever he goes, and I'm not sure at this point the Falcons have the money to give him the type of deal that he wants. So we'll see how that comes along, but it does seem like after they sign Bryce Huff, the Eagles, they are going to move on from Hassan Reddick. But when we come back, let's dive into the women's bracket, because they had some really good, fun games over the weekend as well. And we'll do that next in 5 minutes right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning bus drivers riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, again, the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We talked about the men's bracket as the NCAA tournament is going on right now. But, you know, we got to show some love to the women as well because they're out here balling too. And man, I told you earlier, I was watching that Iowa State-Stanford game, two-seeded Iowa State. Seven-seeded Iowa State taking on two-seeded Stanford. And, man, I mean, talk about big shot after big shot being hit on both sides. Emily Ryan for Iowa State nearly dropping a 40-burger, keeping her team in it. She finished the game with 36 points, 12 of 21 from the field, 6 of 9 from 3. Addie Brown for Iowa State hit some big shots as well. She finished the game with 18 points, 4 of 5 from 3, 7 of 11 from the field, but they could not stop the next big star in college basketball, Kiki Ariyafin. She was a automatic bucket last night. Ariyafin finished the game with 41 points, 16 rebounds, 16 of 30 from the field. Yes, she deserved to take that many shots because she was a bucket getter. She had 4 assists as well. Now, Stanford's probably, Cameron Brink, the other star player for Stanford, I mean, she ended up fouling out, and Kiki said, don't even worry about it. I'm putting the team on my back because, you know, this is still technically Cameron Brink's team, senior, last year for the Stanford. Last night was actually her final home game as they were in Stanford last night. But Brink finished the game with 8 points, 8 rebounds. She went 4-9 from the field. But Kiki Ariyafin showed why this is her team now. And starting next year, it's definitely going to be her team with her 40-burger last night. So Tara Vanderveer and the Cardinal, they got the big dub last night, holding off elimination. Because if you remember, they lost in the second round. Last year, they lost in the second round, and so they did not want to have to go through that hurt again. And obviously, Cameron Brink didn't want to end her season that way, fouling out, not being able to finish the game. But Kiki Ariyafin, like I said, put the team on her back, said, give me the ball, I'm going to get us a bucket, and that's exactly what she did last night, again, with her 41 points in 41 minutes, 16 of 30 from the field, 16 rebounds as well. So it was a very good showing, but I mean, whew, Iowa State, the fighting Dave Archers, they were putting up a fight again, big shot after big shot hit. I mean, Emily Ryan would come down, knock down a three. And also, I need to mention too for Stanford that we had, where is, oh, there she is, Brooke Dimitri. She hit some really big threes and some really big free throws at the end, hit two threes at the end of the game that I think either tied it or gave them a lead, and then another in overtime that gave them the lead right after Addie Brown had given Iowa State the lead. So Addie Brown came down, made a three, gave Iowa State the lead, then boom, right back. Dimitri comes down and knocks down a three for Stanford to give them the lead right back. And then she has some big free throws as well. So that was a fun game to watch. But to give you the rest of the scores from the women's bracket, they were in first round play on Friday. I'll run through those scores quickly. North Carolina took down Michigan State. Ohio State took down Maine. 11-seeded Middle Tennessee State took down Louisville. They ended up losing to LSU, though. South Carolina took down Presbyterian. They blew them out. Then South Carolina advanced to Sweet 16. They beat North Carolina. Duke beat Richmond. Texas beat Drexel. Virginia Tech beat Marshall. LSU beat Rice. Kansas State beat Portland. Alabama beat Florida State. Baylor beat Vanderbilt. Colorado beat Drake. Iowa State beat Maryland. Then we just talked about their game. They lose to Stanford. Oregon State beat Eastern Washington. Stanford beat Norfolk State. And then, like I just said, beat Iowa State. Nebraska beat Texas A&M. We'll fast forward here to round two action because seven-seeded Duke did take down Ohio State. That was a close back-and-forth game till the very end there. South Carolina, like I said, they blew out eight-seeded North Carolina, 88-41. They are not playing around. Dawn Staley and the Gamecocks, they are not playing. Fifth-seeded Colorado took down four-seeded Kansas State. LSU, as I told you a second ago, they blew out Middle Tennessee State, 83-56. Three-seeded Oregon State took down six-seeded Nebraska. One-seeded Texas beat eight-seeded Alabama, 65-54. That Baylor-Virginia finish was nice, but fifth-seeded Baylor beat Virginia Tech at home, 75-72. And then Stanford, obviously, they won their game at home in the second round, 87-81. And then in some set, they have more second-round action today. So the second-round game's coming up today, starting at 2 p.m. Two-seeded Notre Dame's going to take on seven-seeded Ole Miss. Three-seeded NC State taking on six-seeded Tennessee. Three-seeded UConn taking on six-seeded Syracuse. Four-seeded Indiana taking on five-seeded Oklahoma. One-seed Iowa taking on eight-seeded West Virginia. Two-seeded UCLA taking on seven-seed Creighton. Juju and number one-seed USC, Juju Watkins that is, taking on eight-seeded Kansas. And then four-seeded Gonzaga taking on fifth-seeded Utah. So some really good matchups today. That NC State-Tennessee game will be good. I believe UConn and Syracuse should be a fun one. So some really fun games coming up today and all through the night tonight in the women's bracket. Last game for tonight for the women starts at 10:30. So you'll have basketball on the women's side from 2 p.m. all the way to 10:30 p.m. And again, should all be fun matchups. Real quick before we break here to hand things off to the morning shift. The Atlanta Hawks exercised some demons against the Charlotte Hornets Saturday night, beating the Hornets 132-91. DeJounte Murray had himself another great night, finished the game with 28 points, had 12 assists as well, 7 rebounds, flirted with the triple-double a little bit. Bogey had 12 points, 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. Clint Capella, 12-10, another solid night for him. DeAndre Hunter, 11 points, still in that starting role. And then Bruno Fernando, career high for Bruno. How about Bruno, 25 points, 6 rebounds, taking the place of Onyeka Okongwu, who Quinn Snyder wouldn't say whether or not Onyeka was held out because he aggravated his big toe injury, but he did not play because he had played the last two nights out west, so then maybe they're just letting it rest because of the travel. Hopefully that's the case. But Garrison Matthews off the bench as well. 20 points, 4-6 from 3, 6-8 from the field. Hawks shot 55% from the field, by the way, 47% from 3. And they just took it to the Hornets. So they had to exercise some demons after. Obviously, the injury bug's been hitting them. And they got shellacked the last couple of games. So they wanted some get back. And they just needed to get some frustration out. And they did just that against the Charlotte Hornets. That's actually the first time they had beaten the Charlotte Hornets here since I have the day. I think it's, November 20th, 2021. First home win over the Hornets since November 20th of 2021. So it's been a while since they beat the Hornets on their home floor, but they got the job done. All right, when we come back, we'll finish the job ourselves and we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, We'll get you what they are talking about here on a Monday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning bus drivers riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, again, the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We talked about the men's bracket as the NCAA tournament is going on right now. But, you know, we got to show some love to the women as well because they're out here balling too. And man, I was watching, I told you earlier, I was watching that Iowa State-Stanford game, two-seeded Iowa State. Seven-seeded Iowa State taking on two-seeded Stanford. And, man, I mean, talk about big shot after big shot being hit on both sides. Emily Ryan for Iowa State nearly dropping a 40-burger, keeping her team in it. She finished the game with 36 points, 12 of 21 from the field, 6 of 9 from 3. Addie Brown for Iowa State hit some big shots as well. She finished the game with 18 points, 4 of 5 from 3, 7 of 11 from the field, but they could not stop the next big star in college basketball, Kiki Ariyafin. She was a automatic bucket last night. Ariyafin finished the game with 41 points, 16 rebounds, 16 of 30 from the field. Yes, she deserved to take that many shots because she was a bucket getter. She had 4 assists as well. Now, Stanford's probably, I don't even, now, Cameron Brink, the other star player for Stanford, I mean, she ended up fouling out, and Kiki said, don't even worry about it. I'm putting the team on my back because, you know, this is still technically Cameron Brink's team, senior, last year for the Stanford. Last night was actually her final home game as they were in Stanford last night. But Brink finished the game with 8 points, 8 rebounds. She went 4-9 from the field. But Kiki Ariyafin showed why this is her team now. And starting next year, it's definitely going to be her team with her 40-burger last night. So Tara Vanderveer and the Cardinal, they got the big dub last night, holding off elimination. Because if you remember, they lost in the second round last tournament. Last year, they lost in the second round. And so they did not want to have to go through that hurt again. And obviously Cameron Brink didn't want to end her season that way, fouling out, not being able to finish the game. But Kiki Ariyafin, like I said, put the team on her back, said, give me the ball, let me get us a bucket. And that's exactly what she did last night, again, with her 41 points in 41 minutes, 16 to 30 from the field, 16 rebounds as well. So it was a very good showing. But, I mean, whew, Iowa State, the Fighting Dave Archers, they were putting up a fight. Again, big shot after big shot hit. I mean, Emily Ryan would come down, knock down a three. And also, I need to mention, too, for Stanford, that we had, where is, oh, there she is, Brooke Dimitri. She hit some really big threes and some really big free throws at the end. Hit two threes at the end of the game that I think either tied it or gave them a lead, and then another in overtime that gave them the lead right after Addie Brown had given Iowa State the lead. So Addie Brown came down, made a three, gave Iowa State the lead, then boom, right back. Dimitri comes down and knocks down a three for Stanford to give them the lead right back, and then she has some big free throws as well. So that was a fun game to watch. But to give you the rest of the scores from the women's bracket, they were in first round play on Friday. I'll run through those scores quickly. North Carolina took down Michigan State. Ohio State took down Maine. 11-seeded Middle Tennessee State took down Louisville. They ended up losing to LSU, though. South Carolina took down Presbyterian. They blew them out. Then South Carolina advanced to Sweet 16. They beat North Carolina. Duke beat Richmond. Texas beat Drexel. Virginia Tech beat Marshall. LSU beat Rice. Kansas State beat Portland. Alabama beat Florida State. Baylor beat Vanderbilt. Colorado beat Drake. Iowa State beat Maryland. Then we just talked about their game. They lose to Stanford. Oregon State beat Eastern Washington. Stanford beat Norfolk State. And then, like I just said, beat Iowa State. Nebraska beat Texas A&M. We'll fast forward here to round two action because 7-seeded Duke did take down Ohio State. That was a close back-and-forth game till the very end there. South Carolina, like I said, they blew out 8-seeded North Carolina, 88-41. They are not playing around. Dawn Staley and the Gamecocks, they are not playing. 5th-seeded Colorado took down 4-seeded Kansas State. LSU, as I told you a second ago, they blew out Middle Tennessee State, 83-56. 3-seeded Oregon State took down 6-seeded Nebraska. 1-seeded Texas beat 8-seeded Alabama, 65-54. That Baylor-Virginia finish was nice, but 5th-seeded Baylor beat Virginia Tech at home, 75-72. And then Stanford, obviously, they won their game at home in the second round, 87-81. And then they have more second-round action today. So the second-round game's coming up today, starting at 2 p.m. 2-seeded Notre Dame is going to take on 7-seeded Ole Miss. 3-seeded NC State taking on 6-seeded Tennessee. 3-seeded UConn taking on 6-seeded Syracuse. 4-seeded Indiana taking on 5-seeded Oklahoma. 1-seed Iowa taking on 8-seeded West Virginia. 2-seeded UCLA taking on 7-seed Creighton. Juju and number 1-seed USC, Juju Watkins that is, taking on 8-seeded Kansas. And then 4-seeded Gonzaga taking on 5th-seeded Utah. So some really good matchups today. That NC State-Tennessee game will be good. I believe UConn and Syracuse should be a fun one. So some really fun games coming up today and all through the night. Tonight in the women's bracket, last game for tonight for the women starts at 10:30. So you'll have basketball on the women's side from 2 p.m. all the way to 10:30 p.m. And again, should all be fun matchups. Real quick before we break here to hand things off to the morning shift, the Atlanta Hawks exercised some demons against the Charlotte Hornets Saturday night, beating the Hornets 132-91. DeJounte Murray had himself another great night, finished the game with 28 points, had 12 assists as well, 7 rebounds, flirted with the triple-double a little bit. Bogey had 12 points, 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. Clint Capella, 12 and 10, another solid night for him. DeAndre Hunter, 11 points, still in that starting role. And then Bruno Fernando, career high for Bruno. How about Bruno, 25.6 rebounds, taking the place of Onyeka Okongwu, who Quinn Snyder wouldn't say whether or not Onyeka was held out because he aggravated his big toe injury, but he did not play because he had played the last two nights out west. So man, maybe they're just letting it rest because of the travel. Hopefully that's the case. But Garrison Matthews off the bench as well. 20 points, 4-6 from 3, 6-8 from the field. Hawks shot 55% from the field, by the way, 47% from 3. And they just took it to the Hornets. So they had to exercise some demons after. Obviously, the injury bug's been hitting them, and they got shellacked the last couple of games, so they wanted some get back, and they just needed to get some frustration out, and they did just that against the Charlotte Hornets. That's actually the first time they had beaten the Charlotte Hornets here since I have the day. I think it's, November 20th, 2021. First home win over the Hornets since November 20th of 2021, so it's been a while since they beat the Hornets on their home floor, but they got the job done. All right, when we come back, we'll finish the job ourselves, and we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson will get you what they are talking about here on a Monday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.